Pokédex number 73, Tentacruel. Gentle currents, man-made and natural, by Neutral Zone, read by Sunkitten Shash. Summary. Tentacruel has found a purpose in helping keep large tanks for water Pokémon clean. She finds that it helps her soul feel clean, too, and what friendships she has certainly help as well. Tentacruel considered the large water Pokémon tank, stretching her 80 long tentacles to reach throughout it. Some of the newer Pokémon nervously swam around, trying to stay as far away from her as possible, while the more experienced ones chatted with each other, giving her tentacles a respectful berth, but otherwise relaxed. And one new Skrelp swam daringly close, apparently feeling protected by its part poison type. "Professor, I believe that Filter 13 is malfunctioning," she said, waiting for her old companion, Porygon, to flash the pattern that meant message sent. It was delightful, having another Pokémon around that could flash like Tentacruel could, with their own gem lights. It wasn't quite the same, but still perfectly understandable. After several seconds, Porygon flashed. "Professor says turn off and remove." "Acknowledged," she flashed back, and went about doing so. Eventually, she finished telling the professor all about what problems there were in the tank, and crawled out, Porygon floating afterwards. "I believe that is all, Professor," she said, and waited for Porygon to translate. Professor Elm smiled, and offered a well-gloved hand out to shake, which Tentacruel did. "Thank you very much for your help. Your order of Poffins is right here," he said, pointing to the box of Poffins, and Tentacruel nodded somberly. "Good doing business with you. I will be back in 3 months, as usual," she said. "Porygon? Your next appointment is in the Olivine City Aquarium, 2 weeks from now," Porygon informed her. "Thank you." Tentacruel started planning her route there, thinking about what she would do on the way. Her old trainer, she thought, would be proud of what she'd done with herself. Perhaps she should commission some flower statues for her little shrine down in the cave she called her home. "All right, let's go, Porygon," she said. "Acknowledged. Friend," Porygon flashed back, and Tentacruel couldn't physically smile back, but she flashed back. "Friend." The end.